Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, so this is what I teased you with, so here's where we'll begin. Google right. Looked at the top. Is it weird to like blank?
Oh.
Questions people searched for.
Like, is it weird to like peanut butter and olives sandwiches?
You wish it was that, sure.
Oh.
I was thinking more the smell of your own farts.
Oh.
Number two.
Oh.
On the list.
I don't think that's weird. I think that we're taught that what smells bad and what doesn't smell bad. Like when you're a baby, you're surrounded by your own stench. And you're like, it's fine. Who cares? You wouldn't even notice it. Like dogs, you know, you can't tell a dog, oh, that's don't smell that. That smells bad. Because they walk around smelling butts. They're totally into it. I think we learn like, oh, other people's farts stink. Or farts stink. Then you smell in your own, you're like, oh, that's not that bad. I can't say I'm not enjoying that.
I'm more like, wow, that was a good one. That went, oh, that would clear a room.
I think it's weird to look up if it's weird to
it's
like the smell of your,
Well, maybe someone admitted they liked the smell of their own farts and everybody in the room was in denial that they didn't like the smell of their own farts. So they were just like, oh, that's so weird. And they're like, well, I better Google it. What if I am weird? So that's number two. Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
Is it weird to like the smell of your own farts? That one is, they say, very common and towards the top of the list.
Is it weird?
And I just think it's weird to have looked that up. Like,
yeah.
Just
people
sit there
want to know if they're normal.
Well.
Just enjoy your own fart smell. It's fine.
Yeah, you're not hurting anybody sitting there quietly smiling, you know, in your own stink.
If you don't like your own fart smell, there's probably something wrong in there. Like, that's when you should be alerted. That's probably why farts are so stinky, so that you get to know your own brand, and then you're like, oh no, there's something wrong.
Is it weird to hotbox myself? That would be one of
oh.
Them.
That's, yes.
Hotbox your, like, Dutch oven your own farts.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you, like, fart and then, like, fluff the covers and put them over your, oh boy, wow.
If I could.
That is weird.
Maddie, when you think to yourself, I should hotbox myself, it's time to get up. Get up. Yeah. It's time to get up, get out of bed, and go find something to do.
Like poop, I guess.
And whatever. I'm not going to get into that. It's just time to get up, dude.
Okay. Is it weird? I love this. This is my favorite
story. The first
story.
One at the top of the list. Is it weird to like the taste of blood?
Oh.
Oh.
Some people enjoy that metallic taste, they
I know
say.
What blood
so you're not
tastes
alone.
Like because I've bitten the inside of my cheek.
There are certain smells when I'm in the ocean. One of them can be that kind of metallic-y thing.
Really?
And I always think, what's near me right now?
Am I going to see a leg floating by?
Or
is this water about to turn red?
Right. So I've definitely, but I've also had that strong fishy smell, like only a giant sea lion or other
almost smells
could
like,
make
like dead fish.
They are just right there near you somewhere where you go, oh, please go find somewhere else.
Yeah. Shark burp.
Yes, exactly. Ooh. That's what I'm getting at.
Mm.
Yikes.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it weird to like the smell of gasoline?
Love the smell of
you
gasoline.
You don't love it.
I love it. My sister-in-law, when she was pregnant, she used to go to, I think it was a Costco or like a Sam's Club or something.
And one of those.
No, and she would, because you know how brand new tires kind of have a gas, like a petroleum smell?
Yes.
She would like go there to smell the tires. She was hanging out, smelling the tires. I'm like, I don't think I feel like that's maybe not good for you and the baby. And the baby's fine. The baby is, you know,
is
30
it?
Years old now. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's.
But just like she was, that was her craving.
In California in particular, there are quite a few laws. You'll see them where they list like a cancer warning for a paint used on something. And it's not lead paint. But in some cases, it's whatever fumes or smell might be coming off that.
Remember, our old garage had a thing that said, due to California law, we have to advise you, you know, there may be something here that would affect, you know, a pregnant woman.
So,
oh my God.
I've actually recently bought tires, but didn't spend enough time. You know, I was busy just hating my life while in line at the Costco tire store because it takes forever.
Yeah.
But I also wanted that deal, whatever
the
deal
was. Well,
so
everybody
I sat
did,
there,
and that's
but
why
I didn't
the
look around
so
to see if there's a smell warning there or not.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I do love the smell of gasoline, though. I never smell it anymore because I have an electric car, but you must still smell it, though, because you have regular gas-powered cars as well.
Mm-hmm. And I don't get off on it at all.
You don't. It doesn't. It's
I
not
find
like an
no
appealing.
Joy
like,
or pleasure.
Anybody
at
else
all.
Love the smell of gasoline?
I do.
It hits occasionally.
Yeah.
No, I look forward to that when I pump gas in my car, standing there and smelling it.
Now, if I was in the desert riding motorcycles and I'm, you know, having a sort of an adventure day, sure, the smell of gasoline is a thing. It's part of that.
That whole scene.
That whole scene. But in general, I'm pumping gas to get back in my car and take the kid wherever they need to go.
Right.
I got to go.
Just breathe in. Breathe in the air.
Is it weird to like being called a good boy?
Oh. No.
No, it's okay, Vinny.
You are a good boy.
You're such a good boy.
Such a good boy. Who's a good boy?
They say here, if we're talking about dogs liking it, then no. But if you're a human, it's pretty weird to want someone to call you a good boy.
Oh, is it?
That's what they say. Mm. Yeah, pretty weird. Meanwhile, liking the taste of blood, not weird at all. Everyone does.
Oh, I wouldn't say I like the taste of blood. I would say that I don't throw up when I taste blood.
But when you get a cut on your finger, do you immediately put it in your mouth and suck on it?
Yes, but not to taste the blood.
Oh.
To fix it.
Yeah, to fix it. To get the dirt out of it with my tongue. You know, that thing's dirty. I better lick that.
Well, we're all good.
All set.
Is it weird to like spiders?
I would say that I don't want to hold them or play with them, but I do like spiders, and I love watching them spin a web, and I get really bummed out when John's out there ruining everything for them.
Some experts think fearing them is baked into our DNA, and it is weird to see someone go, I need you to get that or I can't. Like, I have people in my house will say, you've got to get that off that wall or I'm not going back in that room.
Right.
Okay.
In my house, I'm the person who goes, and I get really bummed out if you murder a spider in the house. Like, you can just take a cup and a card and get a spider out of the house. But yeah, like it's, but I wouldn't say that I like them.
I don't like them either, but I also don't hunt them until someone orders me to.
John hates them. And my friend Mike is so freaked out. You know, Mike J, he is so freaked out by spiders. And he will not walk around in your backyard. He goes like this when he walks around outside. He's waving his arm.
He's making
up
like
and down
a tomahawk
him,
chop.
Like a tomahawk chop in front of him to make sure that no web gets on him.
We're talking about the handsomest man in Marin.
Yeah. Well, I guess he doesn't want any web in his hair or something. No, he hates spiders.
Huh.
Yeah.
So he has one flaw. I like it.
Well, everybody's got to have one, right?
Yeah.
Well. When you're that hot, maybe you just can't afford to have anything go wrong. Like a spider bite would just be...
I can't have an unsightly lump on my neck.
I can't. I need to be...
I'm a supermodel.
I need to be model ready at all times.
Oh, God, the web's in my man bun. I can't have that. He had his hair down the other day. I was like, oh, geez.
Oh, is he around right now?
No, not right now, but just like the last time I saw him a couple weeks ago.
Okay. This is Sarah's good friend.
And- yeah. We're very close. So close that I had to remember V Hale was hitting. I was like, he's married.
Married?
They were both kind of mad at me, too.
Who was? Oh,
V Hale and Mike J.
Like, hey, take it easy. I'm enjoying this.
I was not having it.
All right.
I know what that girl was getting up to.
Well, and you know what he was getting up to.
Enjoying his wife.
He was just enjoying a little attention. Mm. You know, you wives sometimes, you don't give us the. You take us for granted. Like we're just yours. Like we just throw us on the pile. That's already accomplished. Mm.
I see nothing wrong with that statement.
I already got what? We're not possessions that you can just throw on the pile.
Whatever you say, dear.
We
are a good boy.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.